I was just talking about Maslow's hierarchy of needs with a friend of mine, and I realized that it's a great way to approach life. And the reason why is because if you understand it, and understand what people are saying and talking to you about, you can apply this simple metric to go ahead and have them realize their own pathway to eventually fulfill their own dreams. It starts with our health. We have to have a healthy lifestyle. We have to eat healthy, we have to go ahead and be healthy, we have to exercise, and then eventually it starts, then we take the next step up, which is having a healthy home life. We have to feel free where we're at, comfortable where we're at, where we can go ahead and study and grow and raise a family. And then after that, we have a healthy love life, which eventually, it starts with self-love, and then eventually it gets into more of the family love, social love, that kind of thing, how we can be of service to others and help others out. And then after that, we have self-esteem, which if we apply this metric for the first three steps, God, this sounds like shit. This sounds so freaking canned. It sucks when you want to try and share something actually kind of genuine and everything, and it kind of comes out just canned or whatever, and I'm just not going to go ahead and do that. Maslow's hierarchy of needs. If you can just look at that, look it up. You know, just look it up yourselves. Maslow's, M-A-S-L-O-W, hierarchy of needs. Basically, it's a way to go ahead and be on the path towards the pursuit of happiness. The pursuit of happiness. It's an inalienable, God-given right. The pursuit of happiness, of course, was written by Thomas Jefferson before it was changed to life, liberty, and property by John Locke. And basically, it's a way to go ahead and seek one's own purpose in life and how to go ahead and fulfill it by addressing those parts in one's life. First step, health. Next step, home. Next step, love. Next step, self-esteem. Next step, self-actualization. We all deserve to be on this path. And if we have people in our lives that try to go ahead and tear us down or belittle us or make us feel like we're unloved or unwanted in the pursuit of this, they don't belong. And not that they're not to be shunned or to talk down to or whatever. It's just not their language that they're willing to listen to. And even more so, that they don't expect you to talk that way. I think people see us from what we've given them in the past. And sometimes that's been a very negative, disgusting type of persona because they want to be people-pleasing. And what I mean, when I say they, I mean myself. I've been that person in the past. And I'm at a point now where I want to try and find my own happiness. And when I was taught Maslow's hierarchy of needs to address my own life, I realized that I have a lot to give myself before I can go ahead and give to somebody else. Personally, I like to stay single a lot. I like to be alone with my own thoughts, and I like to take naps whenever I want to. I like to go ahead and be one with myself and one with my higher power, I guess, in essence, and just live this life. I'm in a good space right now, and it can always change, and I understand that, which is fine, but eventually it does settle down again. Feelings are not facts, and what I've learned is that sometimes when things are good, doesn't have to be spectacular, but it's okay if they're good. And even more so, it's okay for me to recognize when they are good because I'm feeling good. And I'm doing the things to go ahead and live a life full of forgiveness, love, perseverance. These are things that I can go ahead and live up to because I want to demonstrate that and eventually show someone else how they can find that within themselves. I'm okay with that today. I think for a long time I was just distracted from those that tried to derail me because I didn't realize I was allowing those people in my life. Anytime I have felt bad about myself, it's because I volunteered to be in that position. I don't have to volunteer for that today. So when it comes to making healthy choices, I have to look around, you know, who in essence loves me and who wants me around for the kind of person, you know, who likes the sound of his own voice, who loves himself, who loves being creative. And I love being in a position to try and share that and hopefully help somebody else out in the process. I want to help somebody else out in the process. For a long time, I lived a life of being in finance and money and debt collection and that whole thing. And believe me, it's fun and it had its place. But I'm evolving as a person. And I think it's only fair that I share the things that help me out, help me discover me. And one of those things is Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Think about it, you know. And when you have time, just go ahead and put a little staircase. Health, one up to the right. Home, one up to the right. Love, one up to the right. Self-esteem, one up to the right. Self-actualization. Self-actualization. I think it would be fantastic for me to go ahead and have some type of podcast like this and be paid for it, to go ahead and be myself, to share these thoughts and be paid for it. I think that would be fantastic. I can go ahead and set up, I guess, a Patreon or a PayPal or something like that. And the thing that's keeping me from doing that, first of all, is I think PayPal is held up by some other previous business that I had with somebody else that just went nowhere. And I have to call PayPal to go ahead and undo everything. So, as a commitment to you, the audience of, I don't know, four or five that I have out there right now, I'm just building this audience. I'm going to go ahead and get on PayPal.com and find out what the holdup is. And if I have to get on the phone and talk with them to get all this taken care of, I will. Because I owe it to myself to realize my own self-actualization and to not have anything in the way, because I can't give this to somebody else without demonstrating my own life first. I mean, that's only fair. That's only fair. There are people in my life that treat me fair in spite of who I am, and most importantly, in support of who I know I want to become. And those people, they will always stay. I don't want to choose to give myself an excuse, because that means that it's okay for somebody else to go ahead and do it too. And it's just not. It's not okay. Okay, that's pretty much all I got. I'm gonna go on PayPal, find out what's going on. I wanted to share that with you, just let you all know I love you, all five listeners that I have of mine. I'm gonna build this audience and then hopefully, you know, get paid for stuff like this someday, because, you know, it's important that we keep on hearing these messages from people that we know we can trust, but most importantly, from people that in this day and age that we think we can trust. Because we get a lot of messages from people from a lot of different platforms all day, every day. And we have to have the impression in our lives that we think we can trust someone and it be true. I'm hoping that you, as the audience listener, take that gamble with me. Because I don't want to lead you astray. And I don't want to lead myself astray either. So, I'm going to keep on trying. I appreciate all five of you, whoever you are. And I hope you all have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.